This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado added just 800 jobs in January, according to the Labor Department. That's a lot less than the state added in the same time last year. State economist Ryan Gedney says the weather could be partly to blame for the paltry gains.
It was historically cold and historically snowy. That certainly has some impact for a lot of sectors, again, like construction.
Colorado's unemployment rate was 2.8% in January, the same as in December. Gun bills supported by Democrats are advancing in the state legislature. The package got final approval in the Senate Monday and now heads to the House. It includes a bill to raise the purchase age for all firearms to 21. Colorado's members of Congress are watching the government's response to two bank failures. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Representative Brittany Pederson and her staff have been on multiple briefing calls about Silicon Valley Bank since Friday. As a member of the Financial Services Committee, Pederson says she's concerned about ensuring depositors are protected and heading off situations like this in the future. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett stressed banks, not taxpayers, must cover any losses. He added the government needs to work together to understand what caused the bank failures. Meanwhile, conservative Congresswoman Lauren Boebert criticized the Biden administration's response so far and tweeted out, "No bank bailouts." In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A pioneering former member of Colorado's congressional delegation has died. Former U.S. Representative Pat Schroeder was 82. Her family says she had had a stroke. Schroeder represented Denver for 24 years and briefly ran for president in 1987. At that time, a woman for president was still a long shot, as she told Colorado Matters in 2016.
We were getting polls showing the 25% of the people were saying they wouldn't vote for a woman for president. That number was even higher if you asked them if they had friends that would not vote for president.
Pat Schroeder was the first woman elected to Congress from Colorado. She was 82 years old. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.